Today is Sexagesima Sunday. It is also Vocation Sunday, so I please ask you offer your Mass and Holy Communion for intentions of vocations and join us in the prayers after Mass for this intention as well. Ash Wednesday is coming up on February in a few weeks, so I ask you please bring in the palms from last year so we can burn those to make ashes for Ash Wednesday. The palms will be needed to be used on Ash Wednesday. They must be returned no later than next Sunday, February 11th. Also, yesterday was the Feast of St. Blaise, so today after Mass we'll be blessing the throats at the communion rail. There will be a Marian hour this Saturday, February 10th. It will be at St. Pius V School. The Holy Hour will begin at 7 a.m., be followed by Mass with a sermon. So please mark this in your calendars and reserve the date as February 10th, this Saturday. There will also be a work day next Saturday as well at the school to help prepare to do some work in the school to get it ready, that hopefully we'll be able to move into the new school soon. So there's some jobs that need to be done, and the sisters are asking for help to get this done. I also ask you to please remember in your prayers, out of charity, Mrs. Feibusch, who is seriously ill and is nearing death. She's on her deathbed, as well as she's a longtime parishioner, as well as Jeff Sanders, Sister Maria Cabrini's brother, who is also dying. So please remember them in your prayers. The epistle to be read today for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas you yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you in the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein if any man dare I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are the ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise. I am more, in many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, and a night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. And journeying often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in the perils from my own nation, in the perils from the Gentiles, in the perils in the city, in the perils of the wilderness, in the perils of the sea, in the perils of false brethren, in labors and painfulness and much watchings, in hunger and thirst and fastings often, in the cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without. May my daily instance, the solicitude for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is scandalized and I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation, under Aretas, the king, guarded the city of Damascus to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket let down from the wall, and so I escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth. Such a one rapt even to the third heaven, and I know such a man, whether in the body or not, or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into the paradise and heard secret words, which is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory in nothing, but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I should not be foolish. For I will say that the truth, but I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. Unless the greatness of the revelation shall be exalt me, there was given to me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for the power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell away by the wayside, and was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And others, some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And another, some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And the other, some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God, and they by the wayside are they that hear, then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in a time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they that have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. But that on the good ground are they that in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now there's an interesting story about a certain priest that happened some years ago in New York. This priest was going through the city one day when he met a top New York detective just outside Grand Central Station. The priest and detective knew each other, and so the priest went up to talk to him. He asked the detective how everything was going. Looking a little concerned, the detective replied, Well, actually, we're expecting a group of out-of-town gangsters to come in one of the trains today, and I am waiting for them. The priest was surprised, to say the least. Continuing, the detective said to the priest, Come around to my right, and I'll show you my gun in my pocket. The priest moved to the side of the detective and looked into his pocket. Smiling, the detective pulled out a rosary and said, I'm on the third joyful mystery now. I want to have Mary on my side if anything should go wrong today. I mean, dear faithful, in today's Gospel, our Lord tells us the parable of the seed. He describes what happens when the seed is sown by a farmer. And so as the seed is sown, it falls in many different places. The seed then grows according to the place where it has fallen. And the apostles, once they heard this parable, asked our Lord to explain it to them. And so our Lord went on to explain the parable to them of the sower and the seed. In short, this is what he said happens to the seed which is the Word of God. He said, if the seed yields little or no fruit, it is through no fault of God. Rather, it is due to the lack of cooperation with the good seed. It is due to the poorly prepared soil that the seed falls in. And so in order to make the soil good, we must begin, first of all, by using prayer, which is our greatest weapon in the spiritual combat. Now, our divine Savior points out three main hindrances that stop the seed from growing and producing fruit. The first seed doesn't grow because of the distractions and affections of creatures which enter into the heart. Little by little, the devil succeeds in taking out the good seed from these hearts. And so we need to pray to overcome these tricks of the devil. We must pray so that the good seed, namely the lessons, the good inspirations, and our holy resolutions, will be nurtured and grow, and that the devil will not be able to take them from our hearts. The second type of soil is the stony ground. It's covered with a thin layer of dirt. Indeed, the seed that falls among this ground sprouts up quickly, but soon withers away. That is, these souls lack perseverance. And thus, they waver in the smallest temptations. These souls need a firm resolve to be faithful to their prayers. For it is only by prayer that we can persevere in good works. It is only by prayer that we can fight against temptation. Plants need water to grow. And if there is no soil to hold the water, the plants will wither up and dry out and die. And so prayer is like the water of the soul. It helps the seed take deep root in our souls. And thus, they will be strong enough to fight against temptations with the help of God's grace. Now the next group, the third group, in which the thorns choke the seed, are those hearts that are full of excessive cares for temporal things, the natural affections, the vain desires, and vain fears. These hearts have other things on their mind, rather than the Word of God and practicing virtue. They are preoccupied with the worldly things. And so, prayer will help these souls to keep focused and recollected on the eternal things of God. And thus, with prayer, they will help us be less worldly and less fearful and worried about temporal things. We will thus put our trust in the Sacred Heart and will go to Him when we are in trouble. Just like we would go to a friend to talk to them when we are in trouble and need help or advice, or just to take things off our chest. So too we will go to the Sacred Heart to let Him know what is going on. And so, my dear faithful, thus we see how powerful prayer is and how necessary it is in the spiritual life. Prayer is like the water that will make the Word of God grow in our hearts. It will help it to live and develop in our souls. And so let us then, my dear faithful, cultivate our hearts with prayer, so that we will have good ground which to bring forth much fruit. Foster this love of prayer and faithfully say your daily prayers. Be generous with your time and set that certain time aside in order to get all the prayers in, especially the family prayers. Years ago, when I was very young, I had some friends who had a great idea, and I was always impressed with it, to have this family prayer time. In fact, they weren't even traditional Catholic, and yet they made sure to say the family rosary every night. And know how the Father did this. He said he knew all the family would be there for dinner. They would never miss dinner. And so he always made sure to say the rosary right before dinner. And this is how he was sure to get the family rosary in. Now I know it is difficult at times to find the time because of our busy lives and the nonstop things we have to do in this world. But I assure you that you will not regret it if you put this time aside and say that family rosary. As I said, it is only by prayer that you receive the necessary graces for our salvation. And by it you will get the strength you need to carry the daily crosses, the trials and troubles that we have in everyday life. And also remember to always say a prayer in the time of temptation. Just some little prayer to Our Lady or Our Lord, or to your guardian angel. When some trouble or cross comes your way, say a little prayer. And so use this powerful weapon of prayer, and especially the rosary, just like the New York detective in the story. He was in the most dangerous situation, and where did he turn? He turned to Our Lady. He prayed his rosary. How often do we forget this? How often do we think about it when we are in trouble or need? Do we turn to prayer? When a certain cross comes our way, where do you turn? Do you immediately turn to prayer? Do you immediately turn and ask our Heavenly Mother for help? No, all too often, we look somewhere else first. When, in fact, our first response should be to turn to our Mother Mary. And so whenever we need some help, we should turn to her first. And then she will be at our side, just as she was for that detective in the story. So resolve now to be more faithful to her in her rosary. And so as we draw closer to Lent, resolve to be more generous and faithful to your prayers, and especially to Our Lady's rosary. Go to Our Lady and ask her to intercede for you with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so we should often pray, help me, my Blessed Mother. Help me to prepare the soil of my heart for the divine seed. Help me, Mary, to banish distractions, self-love, worldliness, that I may yield the fruits of salvation and perfection even 100-fold. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.